what we've seen in the past in Zimbabwe since this political crisis began is that people who work for civil society organizations are basically seen or aligned by ZANU-PF as being a part of the opposition or seen as government critics. And we've seen in the past civil society activists being subjected to all sorts of harassment, threats, beatings.
As Human Rights Watch has pointed out, the ordinary Zimbabwean might be perceived as opposition when it comes down to elections. There's many questions on what that will mean for Zimbabweans who live in the diaspora. What's your view on this?
Well, I think they shouldn't be required to come back to the country in order to vote. What the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission should be doing is finding ways of ensuring that Zimbabweans who live abroad can go either to the embassies and cast their votes there. Unfortunately, in Zimbabwe, there hasn't been a lot of trust in how the embassies operate and whether or not people's votes should be taken into account. But I cannot see any other way. You cannot expect people to fly from Australia, from the US or the UK back to Zimbabwe to vote.